Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Walker reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sakata. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Sakata steals second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sakata scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Shelby steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards first. Murray catches it and steps on first to double up Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker is hit by the pitch. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the mound. McGregor catches it and throws to first to double up Law. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Gross goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rayford moves to third. Sakata moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.